people's pettiest pet peeves. This is fun. This is on cheeseburger.com.
Oh, good.
Today. Okay. So this is, they're picking your favorite pettiest pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
People who comment on what I'm eating. That is so true.
Guilty.
That is so, you just did it to me just a minute ago. So
yeah, and I will continue to do it.
Right, because you're a friend and that's what friends do.
Right.
But when you go heat up food at work and you're walking back to your office, everybody has to make some stupid comment about what's in my plate.
Right, that's true, because they smell it and they have to go, oh, having lunch? Oh, pizza again?
Hey,
oh,
did you make that last night? Oh, what? No, stop
it. Leftovers?
So that's why I hate eating anything at work. People who don't knock before opening a door.
A bathroom door? Because yes.
No, like a bedroom door. Like this, when you're a kid, you know, and your parents just walk in, or your kids just walk into your room without knocking.
That's why they make locks. You should invest in a couple.
Yeah, but I don't always do that. But the kids just walk right in. And I knock on their door before going in. But,
right.
But when they come in my room, just like the Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. People who leave cook time on the microwave instead of hitting clear.
Oh, that's me all the time. It's a passive aggressive thing. I do it all the time. I do. My poor boyfriend comes in every morning because he likes to heat up his milk before he makes his coffee. Mm. But I will have just been in there heating something up and I'll be like, just like a minute 20. I'm like, nah, I think I just needed like a minute 10. I'll just pull it out with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah. What I have all the time is somebody will stop it at like 5 minutes and 25 seconds. So the whole time I'm looking at the microwave going, oh, it's not even 5:30 yet.
Right, you think it's the time.
And then I go up there, hit clear, and go, ah, stupid. People who stand in either side of an elevator or escalator, they always have their place where they stand.
Okay, so it's COVID, and you're only allowed to have two people in an elevator at a time, mm-hmm. and there are actually spots on the ground as to where you're allowed to sit. Oh, stand.
Really?
One is at one corner and one is at the other. You should never be right on top of somebody in an elevator. I'm sorry. And never again. Like now, that's one of the lessons that we learned from COVID, that we should definitely not be right up in someone's face.
So you have to stand on that spot?
You got to stand on the spot because they're 6 feet apart.
So what happens if somebody, because I guarantee you've been on an elevator without somebody following that. So what do you do?
I have not.
Oh, you have not?
Nope. People, everybody follows
people
it.
People play that game?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are other people that deal with it, but I'm the first person to be like, on your spot. Get on your spot or get off the fucking elevator.
You would tell somebody that on an elevator.
On your spot or off the fucking elevator.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when the doors close, they could kill you.
I'm not scared of anybody. I'm scared of COVID.
You're more scared of COVID than you are the guy standing. Okay.
It's true. Like if I'm walking down the street and there's some guy that might rape me, like a woman was coughing today on the street and she didn't have a mask on. I ran like I was being chased by a serial killer.
And
that is way scarier.
When you sneeze or cough down, just because, I don't know, it's spring and you do that and it's like, no, I don't have COVID. It's the pollen. This is so you. People who use acronyms for things that you're not familiar with and then don't explain what it means.
Oh my God, that gives me such FOMO.
See, then I have to go back on Google and look that up.
What is FOMO?
Somebody said people who say Reese's instead of Reese's.
Yeah. So, I have a friend that always says Reese's and I always think he's being funny, but then I realize that's really what he thinks it's. Oh, wait, you'll love this. So, you know how joking around women call Target Tarjay?
Right.
Like, oh, we're going to go shopping at Tarjay because they make their experience at Target seem a little less, you know, ghetto and low budget and, you know, what it actually is. I mean, for me, Target is a step up. So I'm definitely not judging, but I'm just saying there's a lot of women that call it Tarjay. So my dad didn't know that was a joke. He thinks the name of the store is Tarjay.
No, he doesn't.
Like nobody explained. I'm not even joking. So he was telling me the story. My mother bought all these really beautiful bowls. I'm like, where'd she get them? He's like, Target. I was like, what? You mean Target? He goes, no, no. She went to Target. I was like, no, it's Target, but we call it Target to be funny. And he was like, he was truly confused. He thought that Target was a separate, like a higher end version of Target or something.
Yeah, it's the separate section of Target.
Like Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah.
Like, you know how Nordstrom is a high end store and Nordstrom Rack is more affordable?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that it's Target and Target. Like Target is the high end and then Target is like for the rest of us. So he thinks she bought these bowls at Target.
Somebody said this, and I agree. When somebody says something to you and you don't hear them, so you ask them to repeat what they said and you still don't hear them for the second time, I am so that guy nowadays. Because when you walk into a store, they got the glass up or a plastic in front.
Right.
They're wearing a mask. You're wearing a mask.
Right.
I can't hear you before the glass and before the mask. I couldn't hear.
And what about the soft talkers? Imagine like you're a soft talker to begin with, and then you have the mask on, and then you have the glass.
Yeah. And I'm always going, what?
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 I think that should be the word of 2021.
What?
What?
What? Yeah, it makes me crazy. When you say you're going to be 10 minutes late, you expect somebody to be exactly 10 minutes late, and then it ends up being 15 or 20. People hate that.
I don't wait.
You don't wait?
Nope, I split.
If they say 10 minutes, that's it.
I give people a 15-minute grace period. If you're more than 15 minutes, don't expect me to be there.
Well, if they say I'm going to be there in 10 minutes, I'm looking at my watch going, all right, 7:15, 7:25, they're going to be here.
But you're already late. So if we're meeting at 10, mm-hmm. and you text me at 10 and tell me you're going to be there in 10 minutes, and you're not there at 10:10, mm-hmm. I've left.
You're gone.
At 10:10 and 1 second, I have my bag and I'm out. I'm gone.
Nowadays with GPS, you should know exactly what time you're going to be there.
That's true.
To the second.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
when you're
true.
Driving, I know exactly when I'm going to be there. So if I'm going to tell you 10 minutes, expect me to pull up in 10 minutes.
But in New York, everybody walks.
Right.
You know, and I just, you know, I hate the, it's so funny because my boyfriend and I have, we call the app, Where's My Bitch At? But I think it's called Find My Friends.
Right.
So if I want to know where he is, I just, you know, Where's My Bitch At? And then I find out where my bitch is. And then, but I hate the fact that when I have, but I don't have that with all my friends. If my friend is running late, I can't be like, well, where's she now? Where's he? You know, I mean, you can't. A lot of people do have let their friends onto the Find My Friends app,
mm-hmm.
but most of my friends wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because they have private lives. You know what I mean? They have lives.
You don't need to know where I am. You don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you and I are meeting and you're running late, I want to go to, you know, Where's My Bitch At and see you and see, so he's, you know, two blocks away. Because in New York, we don't have GPS, so there's no way to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, there kind of is. Google will tell you walking where you are and how long it's going to take to get there.
No, that's different.
I've done that before. When I was walking around New York, I always get lost in that stupid city. I have no idea where I'm at.
Which doesn't make any sense. Everything is a number. Can you count?
No,
you
can I can't count. I always go the wrong way. I'm always going that way when I'm supposed to go that way. So I always have Google on or 23rd, Waze.
23rd, 24th, 25th.
Drives me crazy.
Or the opposite. 30th, 29th, 28th.
But it will skip a street. It will go from like 26th to 20 to First Street and then Second and then it'll go back to, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Not really. There's like one or two instances, but nowhere where you would ever be. Everything where you go is numbered. Mm.
But
6th Avenue, 7th Avenue, 8th Avenue, 9th Avenue, 44th Street, 45th Street.
But then, first
the little numbers go this way and the big numbers go this way.
And I never could figure out where the subways go. If I take the H train, where does that go? I don't.
There's no H.
Exactly. See, that's where I screw up. I end up in Staten Island and I'm not supposed to go there.
That is difficult because, listen, if it says the Bronx and then it says Brooklyn and you don't know New York, you don't know that Brooklyn is downtown, the Bronx is uptown. So you don't, you know what I mean? Like, you, right. It's not that obvious. I think I understand that. Like, South versus North, I get it. I think the subways are a little more difficult. That's more,
yeah.
If you're an amateur, don't take the subways.
But your boyfriend knows exactly the train to get on, where to go, how long that train's going to be, if it's the not express like that. Or
what,
local.
What car to be on so that you will get out exactly at the opening where the exit is, so that you're not all the way down and have to walk all the way down the platform. He will be like, if you're on the N train and you're going to Canal Street, make sure you're in car 4.
Right.
Because that's the car that lets you out right to Canal Street, right where the exit is.
I would always call Joe. Joe, how do I get to 42nd Street? All right, here's what you do. Where are you at right now? Okay, walk to the left.
You're on the one train. It's going to take you 11 minutes.
And it should be pulling up in about 5 seconds. Right. How do you know this?
because he has a Where's My Bitch At app for the subways.
No, I think he's done it for so long, he just memorizes it.
That's true, too. He has been here a long. He's been here 25 years. But more than that, there is an app. There's an app that tells you when the trains come and go. Like, if a train, I've done that before where, like, I'm running for a train. And I get on the app and it's like, you know, the train's 8 minutes away. I'm like, oh, I don't need to run. I got plenty of time.